Hello, welcome back, folks, for another episode of our Event Circuit Preview, featuring, of course, Rainbow Files and Keepsakes by Tito J.
Of course. Yes, hello, good evening.
So, yeah, and so we're back again for our monthly update for events happening in the Philippines and some in cases around Asia. So, September
mm-hmm. ngayon, no? Nagiging monthly na tayo, no?
Oo, monthly na. Para at least ano na rin yan, para more updates na rin sa mga nag-aabang for any mga worthy na upcoming events for this month.
Yes.
So, yan. So, September na. Simula na syempre, ng Burr Months. Dinirinig ko na si Mariah mm-hmm. Carey, saka si, of course, Jose Marie Chan.
And JMC. May Padro, andito na rin si Padro.
May Padro na rin tayo. So, ano na rin yan. Good start na rin sa atin since more events are expected to happen. Not just in the Philippines, but of course, around the globe.
Actually, yes, around the globe. Ito talaga, this is what we call crunch time. The event season is already here. The Burr Months is already here. Most likely, we will be very busy.
Yep.
Very busy. So, it will be a very interesting time for each and everyone in the events industries. Gaya sa mga nasa events industry, kagaya natin, shoutout sa inyo.
Yan. Para na rin tayo. So, expect na rin syempre, ready your wallets and of course, ready your schedules or on our long ride for events.
We are in a long ride for events.
Yep, so yan. So, of course, pagkita na muna natin Or before we could start with the September list na rin, parang kamusta rin natin yung August or kamusta rin yung mga previous events na inattend natin last month.
Yeah, the August calendar. How could I have missed it? I miss a lot.
So yan. So marami na tayong happenings din dun eh. Like, let's go back to mm-hmm. tayo konti. If we could,
yes.
Let's try checking.
The first Philippine Game Dev Expo happened August 18 to 20 at SMX ayun. Manila. We had our coverage there. Kargado ako ni Tito Chad. So, we already have feature stories from PGDX mm-hmm. on Keepsakes and Noostrap. So, iba-iba naman yung flavor ng content na nilalagay natin kahit pa paano, as much as we can. The mm-hmm. one interesting topic that I didn't expect actually sa PGDX is that Rumble Royale has launched their own VTuber there.
Oo nga eh, parang they have this capsule na dinala parang prop at their
yes.
booth and then doon
na mukha talaga, sorry, mukha talaga siyang chicken eh.
Maybe that's their intention.
Maybe diba? It's the armor.
Oh yun, parang imagine mo lang yung parang power armor parts ni Mega Man X
mm-mm.
na for upgrade yes. puntahan mo. So, mm-hmm. well, ganun naman yung mga gimmicks. And it's nice na rin we see more for the VTuber side, the mga local VTuber talents. And
yes.
aside din dun, meron din isa pang agency na in-announce like their trio of new VTubers that are into music.
Actually, wala sila dun sa PGDX. But there is
yeah,
a group called Heyu which have debuted September.
Yeah. Actually,
August 31.
August 31. Mga September 1. Uh-oh. And then, parang ng intro yeah. and then may mga regular program na rin sila every week yata or once in a one, siguro mga twice yata.
And take note, they will be on Noostrap soon. Inihintay ko lang yung reply sa kanilang email. So, shout out sa Heyu team. Hello. And welcome. If you're watching, nice. Welcome.
So yun, Heyu.
Hey you! Galing yeah. nga so, ng pangalan eh, no?
Nga eh. Parang yun? Heaven?
Heaven Enforced Youth.
Ayun, Heaven Enforced Youth.
Yes.
So it's very anime.
Apparently, I have my headphones on, pero I'm wala pala akong I was hearing voices on the laptop.
voices on your, in your head ba yan? Parang...
don't get me started there.
Simula na yan kaya Randy Orton. Anyway, so...
Arkigo na ba?
So, PGDX, the Philippine Game Dev Expo. So, ano rin siya? More on focusing on, of course, as the title said, game development. So,
game
more
development.
Support for the local game devs and mga showcase na rin ng mga independent game developers na may mga ongoing projects or may mga recently released games.
Yes.
So, natry mo ba yung mga games na highlight doon?
I was able to try some. That includes yung isang ano, I had a feature sa Newsdrop where I check in kung ano yung mga games na pwedeng stream online ng mga content creators, mm-hmm. including VTubers, and some of them include yung ano bang tawag dito, Window Garden.
Mm.
Yeah, so like that.
Okay din yun. Karami kasi mga games na featured dun eh, like even not just locally, pati mga international na developers nag-showcase din sila.
Mm-hmm.
And marami din ano eh, what do you call this? May isa din doon parang nag-showcase din sila with the media na parang yes. homage din siya for one of their parang favorite local games nila, yung ano yun, Little Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a beat-em-up game. Na if you play like for example mga Grand Chase on PC, or if you play like mga Streets of Rage, or even Smash din. So ano siya, daming mga na mash din na ano, concepts.
Yes.
And then marami din ano eh, other games din na parang mga familiar faces, like for example Volunteer, one of the upcoming or in development na Metroidvania games. So, one of the promising din yun kasi maganda yung art direction niya and may mga mixed culture din sa mga mythological culture ano rin from Southeast Asia including the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So, maganda rin yun eh. So, how they blend din yung mga cultures into a lore sa game.
If there's one thing that I'm really have my eyes into, it's not ano eh, yung mga games na ano. Ano pa ba? What should I say? There's this game called Walk Online.
Oh yeah.
Talaga pang they really treat it na sa pangmasa. They know their audience will be pangmasa. And so they're going with that route. So parang okay, I'm curious kasi this is independently published pero it works like an MMORPG.
Actually, it's an MMORPG. Some say na parang homage to Run Online.
Yes, because it's walk.
Yeah. Yung ayun na eh. Oo. So, yeah, diba?
Parang, okay.
So, big homage talaga dun sa, ano, for Run Online. And, ano yes. yan, familiar gameplay. Since, wala na rin kasi, ano eh, parang sister in development with the actual game yung Run Online. So, probably, you could say as a spiritual successor na rin. Or parang, follow up based on yung parang anong gusto makita ng mga fans before. So yun yung mga ano. And then marami din na nakita rin eh, like for example ito Folk Tales, The Story of Pineapple. So parang marami mga ano to eh, more adventure games, more like RPG, or in some cases there are also some parang visual novels. So it's a good thing din na parang it's more diverse na yung ano selection of games. Hindi lang siya yung parang you would say
the casuals more, na beat 'em up or puzzle games. There's also visual novels. There's also yung parang ano talaga, the visual novels that I've seen at PGDX, may isa doon na it felt anime-like, but there are some which felt like a painting from Amor Solo because one of them is San Fernando is derived from the paintings of Amor Solo.
Yep. So,
which is, being, ano, granted yun, ha? CCP grantee yun. So, no, not the cultural center grantee. I have to clarify that for the international audience.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yun yung maganda rin eh. Like, the idea is, sobrang diverse. It's not more on which is a trending genre na. Parang, if you remember, like, in other games na nilabas before, na it's also catered to different audience eh. Di na siya yung parang, ay, kasi sikat, so ganoon dapat. Di, at least that's a good thing for developers na they know their market, they know their audience, so, and also they know what they're doing kasi it's a thing that they love eh. Like, for example, visual novels. Mm-hmm. People love visual novels for the sake of story, for the sake of yung loving certain characters, or parang, ano yun, parang choose your own adventure na approach, or, for example, yun nga, mga puzzle games. Something na they would play with a narrative.
Yes.
And then, for, of course, mga classic then like action games, still for those who love sa mga ano, for entertainment din. Dami rin eh. Like, over 40, if I remember, or more than 40 rin na feature na majority, of course, is Filipino developers, and the rest are from Asia, from Taiwan, ano, like, Taiwan, Japan, Europe. So, another way for for us, like kunyari mga attendees, to experience other games na different visions, different gameplay to experience, and then to widen din yung knowledge or para ma-experience nila na there's some things na we could try like other mashup genres, diba? That's a good thing, and hopefully we could still see more developers na ma-encourage na to pursue games that they'd love to create talaga from their heart, not yung parang nakikiuso lang na gusto lang nila kasi ganito, like kunyari another Flappy Bird or another Battle Royale, di ba?
Pero you know, there's this one game that really struck me. There was this one developer, nakita ko na to sa Toycon before. They have this House of Cards like game. Not the House of Cards na parang dramatic, ano, but it's a casual card game.
A card game,
if I'm not mistaken. Yes, if I'm not mistaken. Pero ang gusto ko talaga doon yung Lato-Lato. I think I mentioned this before.
Oh yeah, I think same guys behind. Actually, same guys sila, yeah. ng parang Flippy Bottle Challenge.
Yes.
Kasi, I mean, we mentioned kanina parang hindi dapat parang trending, pero yung the idea is they deconstruct yung another trending game na hindi siya video game, make it into a video game. Kind of works.
Yeah.
Parang, di ba yung time na yun, bottle flipping, parang it's in for yung mga teenagers noon. So, what if you try it on the phone? Parang flicking yung sa screen, parang, it's fun.
Cute nga eh.
So, yun. So, maybe, ano rin, more on experimenting. Yun ang maganda dito with, ano eh. In terms of for going independent or mga indies talaga. Kasi they go for yung contemporary talaga na going outside, thinking outside of the box. Kaya nga, like for example, I mean, I'm sure na narinig mo na to eh, Vampire Survivors.
Vampire Survivors is the same game na doon nakapattern ng Holocure. At the same time, yeah. I think a local dev has tried that formula and also works.
Yeah, there's one developer, called Megacat Studio, na same din yung concept with Vampire Survivors. But if you think about it, parang rewind mo lang moment, parang hindi naman ganun yung uso yung concept before eh. And then suddenly, someone tried experimenting na, what if a horde mode na survival, but auto-battle, and then army RNG na aspect na random yung mga power-ups, like roguelike or roguelite na concept, pero bullet hell. So, daming concept. And even, Among Us, yung social deduction game, parang, if we played yung The Resistance before, yung mga card games dati, nobody ever thought na pwedeng gumana yun as a video game, di ba?
And you know, that the same formula, the same game that with the same different games with the same formula is now beating Overwatch in terms of how many people are playing it on Steam.
Yeah.
Holocure is a game done, a fan game, not for profit. Talaga wala talagang profit talaga eh. It's just for following guidelines na rin eh. That's the exact fan game na nilalaro ng mga VTubers, the Talos of Hololive themselves. And now the fans, so of course, magshoot up yan eh. And talo nila ang Overwatch 2.
And I mean, who's playing a dead game?
they really call it a dead game eh. Which is, yun nga, very cute, if I say so myself. So, in that regard, game dev, indie game dev, I'm optimistic about game dev in the Philippines, even though it's considered to be still an export industry. Kasi, yun nga ang ibang games nga sa, like, No Straight Roads in Malaysia. How about the No Straight Roads? It's a Malaysian game.
Yeah, Malaysian game. And
in Coffee Talk also from Indonesia.
Yeah, Coffee Talk. It's a visual novel game, and parang gay got inspiration from Valhalla, kasi Valhalla is a bartending visual novel game. Pero kay Coffee Talk, it's more of a barista or coffee shop.
Yes. So talaga mapapakapika ng hindi oras. So this milestone event with the GDAP and CVC and organizing this, I understand that it's for the general welfare, how to welcome the game dev scene to the Filipino public. Kasi we all this time we're understanding na mostly ang target audience sa mga laro is overseas.
Yeah.
Or yung mga kapitbahay mo sa Southeast Asia, because well, to be frank, what's the point of developing a game that's catered to the local public?
Yeah, very true. Kasi always think na rin na it's not just parang on a small circle lang yung target mo. Like, in our case na... I remember getting a moment then with ano, yung mga early years ng game development na parang, I wanna make a Pinoy game. So, catered lang with, yung alam mo yun, Filipino players, Filipino audience. And they're going to hard sell lang na parang ganito yung ano, more on Filipino characters, Filipino ganito. But the thing is, syempre, sobrang hard sell nila dun na nawala na yung focus on what makes it a really fun game. Parang how they convince or make the gameplay really fun or yung actual core mechanics of the game na talagang enjoyable. Na they just wanna feature it kasi para lang for the sake of being a Pinoy game. I mean, nothing wrong naman if you wanna push it to be a Pinoy game, pero at least don't forget yung fundamentals. What do you wanna make? Why do you wanna make a game? Parang isipin mo ano yung genre, parang ganito. How you make it really entertaining, easy to play, di ba? Like, a good example, Vampire Survivors, Hades, some things na it looks easy at the start, pero pag nilaro mo, sobrang hirap. Diba? Kasi parang easy to learn, hard to master. Parang ganun na concept. Or, what else? Dami pang mga indie games na nag-flourish eh. Stardew Valley, another good example. Na sobrang homage with Harvest Moon before. What? Ano ba? We have so many. Let's not forget, of course. Good Night.
Ayan, Good Night. Most especially Good Night. The developer, one of the developers for that, Alex, is a very welcoming guy. So, I'm happy.
Yeah. And if you think about it, with Good Night, di masyadong hard sell on being a Pinoy game. He just makes a really fun game.
It is really a fun game. Although it has Philippine elements in it.
Yeah.
Pero
subtle siya, di ba? Subtle lang yung moment.
Subtle lang talaga. And at the way nilako nila yung game is more on VTubers. So, it became a popular game among local VTubers. At that time, doon sila na eh. They had that opportunity.
Mm. And as not forget, of course, mga previously released games din. Hey, what's up kay Pao? ESGS. Parang, calm down. Yes. So, November pa yon. So, ano pa siya? Going back sa yung sa Good Night, diba? And yung moment na, wala tuloy sa isip ko yung sabihin ko. Parang, how they incorporate lang na focus lang yung fun factor. Pero, let's remember other games before, like Party Animals. Not sure kung alam mo yun. It's a political management campaign management game. Parang, it's fun kasi, it's very much Pinoy. Even though, animal characters ang pinoportray. Kasi sobrang, diba, you would get the reference immediately. It kind of worked. It's fun. And then, nagumawa na sila ng parang academic simulator, parang school simulator na rin. Squeaky Wheels. Fortunately, nawala na rin sila. So, people still remember their games, which is really, really good. What is this? Another one? Dami pa rin natin local games eh, na people forget na we have games in the Steam na never thought na Pinoy siya. Ano ba yun? Lumi. Forgot yung isang ano. It's more of a cyberpunk game na isometric. na it's really good and na-feature na siya sa ESGS in several years na. And it's available on Steam and it's fun.
I see.
Meron pa isa yata, Dungeon Souls pa yun. Na I think was developed by just one person and then nag-click siya sa Steam then one time. It's a ano siya, top-down action game or action RPG na sobrang ano siya, same concept with Dark Souls pero yun nga, top-down siya. So yun, so yun yung mga ano, yun yung mga ano natin about mga previous na indie games and then looking forward rin tayo for the new batch din, like for example Fallen Tier. Si Goodnight syempre ongoing na siya, so one of the our new generations na pa rin siya na considered. And many more kasi we have like 40 games na featured sa PGDX, so yeah, I'm rooting for them na ano, matapos sila yung development and ma-release na siya sa mga platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I guess that's for ano, for August natin.
For August natin. Meron pa, actually, meron pa isang event for August eh. Dalawa yun, dalawa yun actually. One is Otaku Expo.
Ayun, dito Jay, kwento mo yung story doon.
Oo. That was, that by far, that's the biggest Otaku Expo that I've had. Ano? Topic niya eh.
So, kamusta naman na ano, ang adventure mo doon sa Otaku Expo?
I'm actually happy kasi yung the whole experience parang bumalik sa ano, the time that the Mega Trade Hall's being occupied by the cosplayers. Mm-hmm. Parang it reminds you of the good times pre-pandemic pa.
Oh yeah, I guess parang well, I guess we can say it's going back na rin the usual, pero of course we know na with the case with the Mega Trades ano, Mega Trade Halls na
yun nga, hinihintay nga lang kung kailan mag-aano yun eh.
Oo. We're not sure pa, pero at least habang available pa, make up the time, ano, sulitin yun na.
Mm-hmm. Meron nga, actually, meron na eh. We go to September, there's one more event that's going to be held there. Pero that's, bago mo na yan, I want to go to another event, which is a primer to that. Toko Spirits, the Manila Toko Spirits Convention will have its main run on September. This weekend na. Actually, apat na events po ang mangyayari this September. Pero before that, August 26, they had a mini event sa Robinson's Galleria. Of all places, Robinson's Galleria.
Oh wait, anong so, difference dun pala? 26 ano to?
Hindi. 26, that was a Saturday.
No, I mean 26 of... nung August?
August. Hold on. If... Yeah, tama. August 26. August 26 tayo. It was fun. I'm happy with it. Pero, lobat ang cellphone ko. I didn't bring my charger because I thought na okay lang, dadaan lang ako saglit. Ano, my battery really said, dadaan ako saglit.
Okay lang yun. Pero ano, tawag dito. Nakita ko na rin yung screen rin for September. Pero at least yun, that's for August. Na yes. Some of the notable events na we've attended. And so far, it's fun. Variety pa rin, of course. Anime events, tokusatsu events, and of course, gaming events.
Gaming events, yes. Dami, so, dami di September. You know, we've just passed through the first week ng September, no?
Mm-hmm.
So we had the Heroes Toys Palooza at the Venice Grand Canal Mall. Pinuntahan natin yan. And I was like, oh, Venice Grand Canal Mall sa McKinley Hill. It was something. Oo, maganda siyang photo spot. Kasi may working gondola sila doon.
Yeah. I remember in the very same venue na I think usually ginagawa rin sa ano, photo shoots. Venice o iba pa 'yun.
Iba pa 'yan sa BGC 'yun.
Ah. So, hindi ko na masyado maalala sa ibang ano eh, parts of
BGC. The Venice Grand Canal Mall at McKinley Hill is malayo pa siya sa BGC. So, if you're going to C5, ang landmark mo doon bago ka makapasok sa McKinley Hill is the Korean Embassy. And then after that, you'll ride your way, you go in, then malapit lang doon sa ano, Nasa gitna lang ng Maquinihelang Venice Mall.
Mm. Ayun. So at least ano, more ano rin, mga events around Taguig din.
Yes.
Not just lang kunyara for market and even ano, even sa ato Bonifacio High.
Mm-mm.
So at least ano, more varieties nga. Pero yun, yes. At least ano, let's proceed din siguro sa September kasi marami tayong didiscuss din sa ano, upcoming events.
Mm-mm.
So let us switch our screen. So yan, ito kanina. So funny enough, meron na lang nangyaring event pala kanina lang sa Naga City.
Mm-mm.
So this is the Bicol Cosplay Arena. Teka, i-share natin kung may mga info. This is courtesy from Anime PH Project, tong calendar. You could check on their official website, animephproject.com.
Ayan, so, Bicol Cosplay Arena, no? Of course, hindi tayo familiar dyan. But we understand it's part of the festivities. Kasi di ba sa mga, ano, may mga fiesta-fiesta, nowadays they now incorporate like cosplay competitions on that.
Mm. It's, yeah, it's kind of nice then they are embracing like mga pop culture or anything na parang something catered towards yung younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
So yan, so Bicol Cosplay Arena sa Tagbuan Festival site sa Naga City Hall Grounds. So yan, so ito lang yung ano, brief na info na nakuha natin na nangyari lang kaninang hapon. And then this coming Saturday, actually coming weekend, ang daming nangyari din. Like, we have like 4 events happening. That's just so much, too much. Parang 4 events happening this coming weekend.
Malala.
Siyempre, unang muna natin siguro mga ano, mga new one, ano, mga to, like for example, sa UP Town Center, we have anime
fair. Yeah, UP Town Center, anime fair ng OZine. They have this, since malapit, around, that's around the university area, no? Sa Katipunan. Mm-hmm. Eh, napapaligiran ka ng UP. The former UPIS site, if I'm not mistaken, is where the UP Town Center stands right now. Also, Merinol, the former Merinol, Miriam College, and then the Ateneo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the Ateneo when it comes to Katipunan. And you don't call it Ateneo lang.
Yep. So, yan. So, although gusto ko yung ano nila, color scheme here, more on back to school talaga.
Yes.
Classroom team. So yan. So you can check their ano official page, yung Anime Fair na Facebook page for more details. So silipin natin konti kung ano yung mga activities. So of course may mga yun na, mga activities happening, mga school team games, may grade cards diploma, may diploma pa, may grade card pa. Syempre Artist Alley and Merchant Booths. And of course mga other stage activities.
Oo.
And yeah, this is a free admission event. So, meaning, libre siya. Wala kayong babayaran na ticket. So, pasok lang kayo sa UP Town Center. And ano siya? For 2 days, the entire weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-mm. I understand, hindi lang yan yung tanging ano, event na, pop culture event na nag-host ng event in that exact mall.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was Toy-Con.
Oh yeah, I remember yung parang pre-launch event nila na they catered parang ano rin. Free event din siya. And ano rin, may mga catered din mga other toy booths or mga merchandise din.
Mm-hmm.
So ano rin siya, another good option din for venue yung sa UP Town Center. Especially pag sa mga college din. Mga college students. Kasi ilang schools ba yung magkadikit dun sa ano? Aside from Ateneo, UP... Miriam din, di ba?
If you talk about ano, UP, yun nga, UP, Ateneo, Miriam, and then if you want to go beyond that area, the New Era University area sa Amoning.
Yun, so magkaano rin siya. Or even sa may mga, ano rin, within sa Marikina din, di ba?
Within sa Marikina, yes. Also in Marikina.
So yan. So that's for the anime fair na parang partnered with OZine and syempre sa Ayala Malls. So next up, we have another event, another syempre mall event muna tayo. So this one, this is the Super Turbo Video Game Festival.
Mm-mm. Yeah naman, that's from the organizers of Geek Pop, which is it's a new player pero it focuses on events at the Ayala Malls circuit.
Mm-hmm. Ito yung hanapin natin sa Facebook. So far, ito pala yung nakita nating info.
Yes.
Teka, wala silang ano yata eh. Wait lang. Let's check. Ito, Geek Pop. So, ito yung floor plan sa circuit. So, syempre, ano naman to? More on gaming naman siya. So, syempre, more on Sims, ano siya? More on retro games. So, kung fans kayo ng mga classic retro consoles, kunyari mga 16-bit, 8-bit, 32, yung mga PlayStation 1, yan. Even PS2. Yeah. Kasi counted na rin sa retro yung PS2.
Mm-hmm.
So, yan. So, maraming happenings din doon. Tingnan natin ano pa bang mga activities. So, Meet Your Caster. Si Tito Steve, andun din siya. So, mayroon Street Fighter 6 na tournament na mangyari doon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yan. So, also mga brands and mga giveaways. So, ano na kayo? Kung you're into video games talaga or mga classic or mga retro games, you could drop by there. And yan, meron din palang other, ano rin eh, other games like Minecraft and Roblox.
Roblox, oh yeah. That one popular game among the children, ano?
Yep, for the...
Dati ang popular na games nung mga ano, nung panahon ko is not Roblox eh. Not even Crazy Kart eh. Counter-Strike.
Ah yeah, syempre.
Yeah, I'm old!
Yung mga panahon na ano, wala pang internet yung mga cafes nun. More on LAN pa siya. So yun, so... Drop by na lang sa Super Turbo Video Game Festival happening at the Ayala Circuit.
Ayala Circuit Center. Yes.
So yan. So yung kalahati pa lang tayo dun sa ano tong coming weekend.
Grabe ano. September talaga. Okay. Other events that are happening September.
Ito to. Mayroon
pa tayo. Aside from of course the Best of Anime.
Di ba, mayroon yung Best of Anime.
The Best of Anime. Oo.
Di po na tayo sa ano, Manila Toko Spirits.
Na kasabay din yan.
Oo, kasabay rin to, di ba? This time.
Oo, National Events Weekend. Diyos ko Lord.
Parang wala tayong pahinga. Pero this time, it's happening at the Mega Trade Halls ng SM Mega Mall.
Yan yung binabanggit ko kanina, oo.
So here, ito yung ano natin. So featuring yung mga special guests. So kung fans kayo ng Tokusatsu, Power Rangers, Kamen Rider, Ultraman, even Godzilla, yung mga suits pa, yung mga 80s, early 80s. So, sino ba yung mga feature dito? Of course, the entire cast ng ano? Hindi naman entire cast, yung entire team ng Maskman. So, yung Hikari Sentai Maskman or Laser Squadron Maskman. Andun sila. So, yung sino mga fans ng Maskman, I guess you could drop by here. Medyo ano lang nga lang, masakit lang yung meet and greet ticket kung gusto nyo yung ano. So, like, pang bili mo na ng PS, ano yata, Nintendo Switch, dalawang Nintendo Switch. So, yun. So, aside from the Masked Man na rin na cast, even the mga newer generation na, ano eh, na actors sa Tokusatsu. So, like, for example, si Masahiro Inoue, pretty sure kilala nyo to, which is, of course, Kamen Rider Decade. Also si Ging ano si Ginga doon sa Garo na parang side story. And then meron siya ata siyang original na Tokusatsu show eh. Forgot yung name. Pero
Maskman, Five Man.
In Five Man din pala. So yun.
Wait,
so
Five Man ano, Bioman or ano?
Hindi, ito nakalagay na actually sa ano description. So syempre may Maskman tayo dito. And of course, yun nga si, ano, si Kamen Rider Decade, si Masahiro Inoue, and of course, si Ryota Ozawa. If you're familiar yung sa mga newer Sentai, Super Sentai,
mga newer Super Sentai tiers.
Si Gokai Red from Gokaiger or si Captain Marvelous.
Captain Marvelous. You know, the thing about them getting a guest from a recent Super Sentai series, we're just inching away from having Mika Kikuchi, Deka Pink here in Manila.
Ayun,
and
so,
God, I'm looking forward to it.
Or si Gak, dali nila dito si Gak. Yung joke din namin palagi, like, ulan nila si Gak na, dali nyo na dito.
Di ba pumunta na siya dito?
I mean, may bahay siya dito, di ba? So, yung joke, di ba? Like, you usually hang out sa may Cebu yata?
Oo, yung sa ano, parang nag-poker yata siya. But we're not supposed to discuss about poker here. Pero yun nga, ano? Yeah, we're just inching away from that happening. Eh, ito, pag naging successful itong Manila Toco Spirits sa convention, well, this will be the start of things.
Yeah, although, ano naman eh, Toco Spirits has been doing this for several years na eh. Parang I guess this is like a big breakthrough nila. So hopefully, maging successful.
Mm-mm.
Although yun nga lang kasi ang challenge ng with this event is sobrang, ano lang siya, target lang for sa mga diehard Tokusatsu fans. So hopefully, maybe something they could, ano rin, parang something they could, ano rin, as a good introduction for those who would love to check on the Tokusatsu shows.
Yes.
Kasi it's a good ano rin to eh. Parang you could say a gateway to introducing yung genre. So, ano rin kasi sobrang niche din yung Tokusatsu dito eh. Since, of course, we don't have any ways to watch yung shows. Yun yung another big problem. I think meron tayo recently with Kamen Rider. I think with GMA.
Kamen Rider, I think so. Pero Voltes 5 talaga yung natatandaan ko more eh.
Yeah, pero di mo siya Tokusatsu eh.
Oh, yun nga. Live action din yun, uy.
you mean telenovela based on
You mean Voltes space 5? Space romance? Space drama?
Space telenovela science fiction? based on a mecha show? So yun. So
kailan natin na.
So yun, sa Manila Toco Spirits. So if you're fans of the Tokusatsu shows, so mm-hmm. be sure to drop by.
Yeah.
So yun. So syempre malamang re-ready nyo na yung mga merch nyo. Mga Kamen Rider belts, yung mga fan art nyo based yung mga Super Sentai para po autograph.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the reception at the event that they had with Toy-Con is something else.
Yeah, kasi remember with Toy-Con, diba, they brought in si...
They brought in Tetsuo Kurata.
Oh, and then si ano rin, tawag dito?
Kiyosuke Kaizo, they ano?
Oh, diba?
One of the forerunners ng Toco Spirits as far as I see. Yun nga, that's fantastic. Ang daming nakita ko, daming pumila.
Yeah.
To get autographs, to meet and greet the guest there, no? Mm. And Tetsuo Kurata pa lang yun, ha? Tetsuo Kurata pa lang, isa pa lang yun.
Oo. So, hopefully, ano rin, tuloy-tuloy din siya. So, yes. That's for the Manila Toco Spirits Convention happening mm-hmm. this weekend. Mega Trade Halls 1 and 2 sa SM Mega Mall.
Yes.
Next up, of course, yung pinaka
ito na.
Yung highlight sa weekend na to.
Oo, which will be there definitely.
Oh, yeah. Syempre, Rainbow Run Files will be there. We'll be covering then for ano, Best of Anime.
You know? Tito J. You know?
So,
ande, bisita lang ako diyan. Don't mind. Ayun. Best of Anime 2023 the reunion. Kasabay naman nila International Book Fair, which yep. is may tickets ka na ba sa MIBF?
I think explain ko mamaya, Tito J.
Mag-print ka na ng tickets, bibigyan kita ng ano, ng pang-print. We got a lot of friends giving away tickets to the MIBF.
Yeah, so yun. So, abang-abang na lang kayo yan. Si Tito J, mimigay ng tickets sa MIBF.
Hindi ako mamimigay ng... Hindi, libre lang yung tickets na ibibigay natin. Eh. That's from Anvil, the publishers themselves.
Yeah, yun nga yung maganda Anvil. Rin. Anvil. Actually,
may bayad po, ano, may bayad po pag hindi nyo alam. So, better yet, ano, hanapin nyo na. Meron dyan, MIBF tickets.
Pag di kayo nagtanong, sandaan yan. So, yun. So, going back. So, syempre, organized by Prime Trade. Same people behind MIBF, sabi nga Rita J. So, yes. This is more of a reunion for the Best of Anime.
Yes.
Kasi
ang tagal na pong hindi mamalik na the Best of Anime Convention.
Yeah.
Ano?
Diba?
And as much as I'd like to talk about this in depth, I will... let Chad talk about the rest of the activities. Go ahead.
Ayun. So, of course, they're bringing up yung mga big guns sila, yung mga known superstars nila na laging nag-attend for Best of Anime. Of course, Uchu Sentai Noise, a very popular visual K J-Rock band. And another favorite, fan favorite din, Starmory, yung J-Idol group na I think kailan ba nag-start yun, dumating sila sa Best of Anime, like 2014? So yun. So yung mga mainstays for Best of Anime, Uchu Sentai Noise and Starmory will be making a comeback for the reunion. So, dapat tawag natin the reunion na eh.
Yes, reunion na nga eh. Again, it's been a long time. Kasi the last Best of Anime was 2019, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Ngayon lang bumalik eh.
Ngayon lang bumalik. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome back, Best of Anime.
Yeah. I'll be there. I'll be there.
So, aside from,
I'll be there, bisita.
Aside from the usual ano rin, mga mainstays natin for Best of Anime, we have new faces din, like is it safe to say this? Chicken Blow the Idol. So,
yes,
this,
oh, same naman yan. Naging guest niya yan sa Toycon eh.
The J-Rock Idol Group siya, of course, based in Japan. So, yung mga new faces din, and then we have local greats din, like Pastel Mix, J-Pop Cover Idol Group siya,
based in Davao City.
Yeah, Davao, diba? So yun.
The ever loving Pastel Mix.
Yeah, Pastel Mix. So ano yan? Another spotlight for the local scene din. So one of the events na rin showcase ng mga local talents natin as a spotlight or main card kumbaga sa event. Hindi yung parang parenta lang sila. Anyway, aside from of course mga J-Music, meron din tayong mga cosplayers like tada, we have Reika making a comeback in the Philippines. And of course, aside then from cosplayers, pero din tayo ulit si Miura Aime, a visual K artist.
Oh, and also the voice behind one of the characters, Obey Me, if I'm not mistaken, it's Asmodeus.
Asmodeus. So, mm-hmm. Yung voice behind it. And then of course, yeah. Monya, another cosplayer.
Monya from Starmery.
Ayun. So cosplayer na siya ngayon or full na siya
parang Hindi lang. I mean, mm-hmm. Monya is we already know yung diba from Star Marie, and mm-hmm. then she had her she now has her solo cosplayer career, which is mm-hmm. interesting kasi it we've seen that before as we talk about Star Marie.
Ayan.
So, I hope namumukhan ko pa ang mga ladies kasi it's been a while. God, it's been a while.
Yan, hopefully maalala pa rin kasi syempre after nung time
kasi alam po Monya from Star Mary diretso yan eh. If this is something else, patay tayo.
Yun. And then, aside from that, we also have local cosplayers. AC Hernandez, another known cosplayer and crafter.
Yes. Let's not forget Reika, the ever-present Reika, who's been very active in promoting cosplay. Sticking with the World Cosplay Summit events. Mm-hmm. And is a frequent judge for the WCS.
So yan. So ito yung mga guests din ni tawag ito, the Best of Anime. And I think aside from that, yung mga big brands din na participating with the event, like Anyone
Philippines. Yeah, I'm interested because I rarely watch Anyone as a standalone channel sa YouTube unless they actually have distributed yung mga license na content license nila to the Bilibili platform.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi may mga ganun eh.
So yan. So meaning with more support na rin, especially in the Philippines, na we can expect more shows na may featured, ma-highlight din or ilalabas din sa channel ni Anyone. And hopefully more support na rin with upcoming events na for anime or otaku events.
Mm-hmm.
So yan. So ito yung mga highlights natin for Best of Anime. So ito yung mga guest performers. And ano na rin to? Abang na rin kayo for ano? And one day lang pala ang Best of Anime, by the way.
Yes, one day lang. Kaya nga, I was wondering, bakit one day lang? Siguro, again, this is the reunion. Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking is that ito talaga, parang they're returning eh. I understand that hindi to bumalik last year.
Yeah.
Even though the MIBF went back physically last year. Mm-hmm. So you can see the careful steps ng organizer. And as with all the past events, of course, with all the lessons learned, I'll be back.
What's up, Miggy?
I'll be there. Bisita lang. One highlight of Best of Anime pala is the Anime Idol Dance Battle. Apat na grupo. Four to five groups ang dadalo dyan. So, of course, alam nyo na kung saan po ako naka-support. You will know. I will be there.
So, yun. Tapos,
marami yan.
Sabi daw ni Bigoy, MIBF, Men in Black, Filipinos. So mga naka-quote, naka-quote yun ng mga Pinoy ha, may event na yun.
Yes. Teka, you really make me think that I could have a quote in Thai.
I mean, it counts.
Sa best of anime.
You can
I mean,
do it. You can do
okay.
it.
Okay!
Parang tanong mo, saan po kayo? Sa MIBF. Men in Black Filipinos. What's up, Ligo?
Grabe siya.
Tapos bibili ka na.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, if I say na pupunta ako sa MIBF, naka-quote and tie ako, I don't think it will be a comfortable experience given that everyone will be there buying books. So, yeah.
And ano naman sa MIBF eh, usually, yun lang naman usually books. May even mga authors so, din na may guest appearance.
Ang laki ng sales sa MIBF. Yeah. If before the Big Bad Wolf came into the Philippines, MIBF was the bomb.
Yeah, like mga decades na rin silang ano eh, nag-organize ng MIBF each year. So, ano rin yan? Something for bookworms na to anticipate as well. So, yan. So, that's for the best of anime. So, remember, SMX Convention Center, September 16, this Saturday. I think, ano naman siya eh, you could purchase on-site.
Mm-mm.
So, yan. So, ano lang kayo, abang. So, Uchu Sentai Noi, Star Marie, Chicken and Blow, The Idol, Paste Pastel Mix, Sila Reika. Yun yung mga guests natin. Ayun. So, that's for this weekend lang. Ah. We have 4 events happening this weekend. So, are you prepared, folks?
Yeah, folks, you have to divide yourself into 4. Yeah, crosswise, man. Lengthwise. So, one quarter of you will be here. Then I kid. You can't just divide yourself. You have to choose your own battles.
Yeah, parang delikado rin eh. Pero hopefully, we could parang slow down. We have many weeks to naman. At least pacing na lang. Pero anyway, let's still continue on with our coverage. So
yes. So okay, for those who are there's this Animazing North display sa SM North EDSA. It's now an annual gathering. Nagsimula to noong 2021 if I'm not mistaken, and it's the next run will be its third run. This time they're partnering with One Piece. So, lahat po ng mga cosplayers na familiar sa One Piece or dressed up as One Piece, characters from One Piece, not the One Piece, na yung mga naka-cosplay na One Piece, hindi po yung nakasuot ng One Piece. I'm sorry. Yeah, you go to SM North EDSA. There, it will be there for a long while. Kasi parang one week, two week exhibit siya. Following that, September 23 and 24, Otaku Musika Festival at Chandesitas.
Yun. So, another naman yata? New event
this
happening?
This is more, another event dito sa Chandesitas. This has been happening before. Otaku Musika sa Chandesitas. Nung sa open area nila, sa may food court area nila.
Mm-hmm.
And, ito, more on performances and music talaga ito. So, chill lang. If we're talking about chill events, ito yung isa sa mga napaka-chill na events. Kasi makikinig ka lang, manunod ka lang. This is pop culture talaga based on music and pop culture. So yeah. Following that, September 30 to October 1, Rev Major 2023 at SMX.
So, syempre, should
it be it again.
Let's do it again, baby. So, of course, Rev Major, the annual fighting game event in the Philippines. So, of course, if you're a fan of fighting games or you want to participate lang sa mga competitions, maraming games na featured din dun. Of course, from Street Fighter, I think Street Fighter 6 pa rin yung feature. And then we have Tekken 7 and other tournaments na rin. From, of course, Guilty Gear, Dragon Ball Fighters, and many more. So, ano rin to? Aside from that, alam ko meron din silang mga tawag dito. Mga community tournaments na inannounce nila kanina from the likes of Killer Instinct, Gundam Extreme Versus, Maxi Boost, and marami pa. Other fighting games na. Baka Melty Blood meron din. So, ready nyo na yung mga mga cubicles sa CR. So, ito yung mga natin happening. So, of course, September 30 to October 1. And usually, pag October 1, yun yung Grand Finals. So, maraming happenings on stage. Mm-hmm. And may mga naman dun, may mga booths din dun if you want to interact din, mga merchandise.
Yeah.
So drop by. And If I remember, may guest din sila doon. Si Rayleigh Black. So
unexpected, ah.
Actually, ano naman siya. I think since last year, parang may interest pumunta din si Ray. Since mm-hmm. she's also into gaming din eh. So, it's nice din. Pero, kung gusto niyo malaman kung sino si Ray, just search on Google. Yun ang masabi ko. Baka flag tayo ni Zuckerberg. So, yun.
I
so, and then? Ah, search mo to Jay. Pero, huwag mo i-share.
how could I share? I mean...
Also, ano rin pala, may meet and greet din si Rayleigh Black, so you can check na rin mm-hmm. for more details on the Rev Major page sa Facebook. And may mga merchandise din ng Rev Major. Gusto kong, ano,
yes.
Inaabang ko yung, ano, yung hoodie eh. So, ano rin to. So, for fighting game fans or from the fighting game community, be sure to drop by Rev Major kasi a lot of international players will be participating for the chance na, syempre, 4 points. Kasi like for example sa Tekken, so Master Level, ano siya, Master Rank yung tournament dun. So pag nanalo kayo sa championship dun, pasok kayo dun parang sa Grand Finals or parang may slot na kayo dun.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, nga pa even SNK for the member. So King of Fighters, meron din. So punta na sa Rev Major, so do it again talaga. So
maalay natin,
maraming mga... talagang do it again moments mangyayari.
Mm-mm. Pero isa ba doon yung melty blood poverty?
I don't know. Tiyan natin, balay mo nandun or...
God willing, yes. I want that happen.
Nasabahan nyo pa rin
sa IKEA. I want that to happen.
Check na sa IKEA, baka nandun na sila.
You know?
Handa na sila dun.
IKEA, please, let's make this happen, please.
Yan. So IKEA...
Ay, palang gusto isa sa mga ano, IKEA, please, we beg you. Please, let's make this happen. Let's go.
Gandang branding yan, IKEA.
Yeah. Napakagandang... I mean, IKEA has like a setup there. Ano? Na pang-gaming. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Do it again. Let's do it. Let's do it at IKEA. Total, andyan naman ang IKEA. Let's do it.
IKEA.
Let's make it happen, melty boys.
Blood. Kailangan naman sponsor nila yung Melty Blood. Let's go.
Kaya sponsor nila Melty Blood.
So, of course, Rev Major. Again, SMX Convention Center, September 30 to October 1.
At kasabay ng Rev Major is the annual Cosplay Mania 2023. Also on the same weekend. Also at SMX. So, occupy SMX ulito, guys. What we have here is 2 days of guests. The first day, highlights ng first day nila is Prism Project. I will be there for Prism Project and Haken. There will be a meet and greet with Haken. That's mm-hmm. a grand meet and greet with Haken, one of the popular cosplayers in Southeast Asia, in Asia even. And the second day, Big Shot concert featuring Hololive Indonesia, mm-hmm. Daoko, and Nano.
Ayun. Also, si Juna andun din, one of their guests din, guest performer as well. So, yun yung mga ano diyan, mga anime fans din diyan. And also Daoko, yung mga sino naglaro ba dati ng Regalia Lost, yung one of the games by Psy Games and Nintendo. Kaso ano na siya? Nag-shutdown na siya ng early this year. So, yan. So, yun yung ano, September 30 to October 1 sa SMX Convention, downstairs siya sa Function Halls. So, yan. So, that's for Cosplay Mania. So yan. So that's for ano natin. Daming nangyari pala sa September, no?
Mm-mm. Kaya malupit.
Oh, and then may konting silip din tayo sa grid sa October, pero silip lang tayo. So yan. So yan yan. And dami nga naman ulit about ESGS. So of course, November ang ESGS. So may konti antay
pa. ESGS, yes.
So, ano lang tayo?
Antay lang muna tayo kasi October pa lang eh. October pa lang eh. Ito, may event sa Baguio. Baguio has been a good place for pop culture events, ano. Aside mm-hmm. from its cold, its aircon environment, it's also a cozy environment where memers gather. And the Fort North Hobby Expo, one of the bigger events in Baguio City, will now have a partner. This time, it's Toy-Con.
Oh yeah,
Toy-Con will be there.
So it's a big partnership na rin. Especially yeah, now, is. Toy-Con going outside of Manila. This is a good move.
It is.
So, saan pala to? So, this is at the Baguio Country Club sa may, ano to? Country Club Road? Ano, Road Tuloy yes. Road? Baguio City? So, October, ano siya? Anong date?
Sorry, October 6 to 8.
Sorry. So, Friday to Sunday siya. Classic na ano, Toycon ano siya, na event day, Friday to Sunday. So, more time for you to ano, to enjoy.
Mm-mm.
And tickets, they are priced at 150 pesos per day.
Oo, so, yeah. Kaya then, sulit pa na. Babiyahin na lang po kayo sa Baguio. Sulitin nyo na yung environment dyan. Total, it's 4 hours. A 4-hour yep. ride.
So, ito, maraming mga you know, expect na activities. Siyempre, the usual, mga hobby concessionaires natin o yung mga merchant, ano, mga merchants, toy retailers. And then we have tabletop games, mga competition. Malamang may Warhammer din dyan or ano, tapos mga other, ano, Warhammer 40K, Warhammer Age of Sigmar. Sana may Battletech din eh. And then may North Hobby Expo Run. So, marathon to. May mga J-Rock performance. And then Toy Gallery. Siyempre, staple siya sa mga hobby events.
Yes.
And then, syempre, another, ano naman to, another staple for events, mga yes. artist, yung artist area din, cosplay competition din, and something, ano rin, refreshing na nakita natin, RC car competition.
Yeah, ito, RC, you know, the culture of RC cars, there are several places here in Manila where you can play with remote control cars, like the one in Robinson's Galleria, and the other one somewhere in Glorieta, I believe. Alin tapos yan. Meron ano if you want a larger RC car, maybe you want to drive your own cart sa SM North Edsa, but that's a different thing. Pero dito sa area ko, we have the Lil's Hobby Center. Pwede,
yung RC ano siya, mini four wheel drives.
Yeah, the mini four wheel drives.
So yan. So marami din ano yung mga hobbies din tayo na ano, na at least more yeah. exposure na rin, like from RC car racing, mga four-wheel drives din, mga Tamiya, syempre. Yeah. And ano pa ba? Marami din ano eh, even tabletop games, meron nang kakaroon na rin ng mga spotlight eh. Like mga paintings, yes. ano, workshops, like, do you wanna paint miniatures? Wanna learn how to paint? May mga schedule sila doon. You can get your free miniature. Tuturuan ka na for free sa painting. And, good last, ano yun, good boodle na yun sa'yo kasi bibili ka na ng set.
Grabe.
And syempre, ano rin to, yung classic din, Toy Gallery. Syempre, maraming gusto mag-picture. Hopefully nga, ano eh, more camera brands would support. Kasi like, remember, diba si Canon, nag-partner din with Toy-Con. And hopefully, ano rin, mag-focus din sila sa parang, like yung pag-usapan natin last time, something mm-hmm. na they could focus on toy photography. Like, yeah. encouraging which camera is best. Parang, or which setup sa mga lens. Para at least, ano yun, no? Parang tulad sa atin na gusto mag-invest on cameras. Kasi mm-hmm. gusto natin mag-toy photography or mga macro shots or mga close-up shots sa mga figurines or miniatures. Maybe good ano to. Good venture din siya.
It is. It is. You know, anything that involves the niche communities, ano, within the pop culture scene is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully, in the future, ma-involve din dyan yung mga virtual YouTubers. Hindi, that's my agenda. Yeah, I'm agenda setting na talaga.
Even VTubers nga eh, parang maybe there's some way na parang, alam mo yon yung parang live reaction yung mga VTubers. Like ginagawa, like for example, if you remember Conquest, diba yung sa Pizza Hut booth?
Yeah, the Pizza Hut Gaming, yes. So, yeah. Seven Seas, yes. The Seven Seas guys.
Diba pansin mo yung may setup sila for VTubers and then nagre-react lang sila pag dumadaan yung mga tao.
Oo, yun ang malupit.
Something good din. Parang imagine mo, parang there's like a way na nag-roam, may parang kiosk nag-roam. I-check yung mga gallery.
Like the ones in the US.
Diba? Parang re-react there. Yung mga VTubers doon. Parang, uy, si ano, ganito yung mga characters sa mga figures na na-display.
Yeah. Oo.
Or yung mga fun, one thing fun. What if ano? We have mga couple of VTubers nakaano sila sa kiosk nila and then sa table. Mm-hmm. Laro sila ng Magic the Gathering na Commander, 4-player, and then see the drama.
So, oh. Yeah.
So, maraming mga fun ways that you could see with, ano, mga hobby events. And that's a fun thing when, ano, when you're trying to explore mga niche hobbies. So yan, for ito na, sneak peek lang tayo sa October kasi dapat dito yung abot na October, pero excited si Tito J since of course another big breakthrough into na Toy-Con going outside of Manila and a partnership with yung sa ano for the North Hobby Expo.
The North Hobby Expo, yes. Sagad na natin?
Babang last natin or sa October. Muna. Kasi ano naman to eh.
Marami sa October din eh.
Siguro na lang next time na lang natin yan. Kasi para at least okay. For October, marami tayo i-share na info. Pero yan.
Oh, sige. How about October 7?
October 7? What's in October?
October 7, meron sa October 7. It's the Ozine Fest pop-up at the Market.
I-next na lang natin yun. I-next na lang natin yun kasi parang dami rin eh.
Maybe okay, sige. Ano, that's okay.
I-remind na lang natin siguro for ano? For this weekend.
Yeah, reminder na lang that there will be a lot of events this Burr months. So you've already mentioned the events that are happening in September, including that one big exhibit at SM North EDSA, which will be lasting for more than
up to weeks. October 8, if I remember. September 20 to October 8 sa
diba? Yan.
North EDSA. So abot ba? And yun nga, tapos ano rin to. Also September, not sure kung ano rin. Not just in the Philippines, and another big event happening in Tokyo, which is the Tokyo Game Show.
Ayun nga pala, no? Grabe, oh. So, he's doing it again.
Doing it again. October 21 to 24. So, the first 2 days, it's for the business day. So, any mga potential mga publishers, developers, having parang business plans, yun opportunity for them to have networks with other brands din sa ano, Japan. And the next 2 days is a public day. So, expect yung jam-pack na mga stuff happening there from Square Enix, from NetEase, from miHoYo, from Konami, Bandai, Namco, Capcom, Sega, many more. So, expect that in. And, ano rin yan? It's gonna happen at, of course, Makuhari Mese in Chiba and Tokyo, ano? Japan.
So, you know, one of the biggest... Japan Malaysia.
One of the biggest nga eh. So, syempre, the Rainbow Files team will be there. Kaya ano rin kami, busy rin kami this week, preparations na rin for our coverage. And stay tuned na rin on our page kasi we'll be doing some coverage not just during Toy-Con, Tokyo Game Show, but also yung mga other stuff around Tokyo. So kung gusto niyo makita yung Walking Gundam, we might do some shots na rin, share na rin sa social media.
Chad, pag may VTubers, let me know.
Ayun, kung gusto yung VTubers, magharap ako ng Marin na playmat para sa MTG ko or card sleeves.
You know?
And then, Square Enix Cafe, silipin namin kasi we'll be also checking on the Final Fantasy 16 team ano nila, selections. And, yun din yung isa, yung mga fans ng tabletop. May Warhammer Cafe sa Akihabara. So, ano to? Parang one of a kind din kasi may binibentang mga drinks din na focus sa lore ng ano ng board ano ng board game to the miniature game ano pa ba yung Walking Gundam and then Tokyo Game Show, so abang na lang kayo. So yan, so that's it for ano yung mga September coverage namin. So reminders lang, this coming weekend we have 4 events happening with the Anime Fair at UP Town Center, Super Turbo Video Game Festival at Circuits Makati, the Manila Toko Spirits Convention, some SM Mega Mall, and the Best of Anime at SMX Convention Center.
Yes.
So, yan. Quadra, ano tayo? Four-way, fatal four-way tayo sa, ano, weekend.
You know where I'm at. You know where we at.
Siyempre. So, ano rin. Uh-oh. Ano nga pala, ang ating kaibigang, ano, streamer na rin, na si Kang Dupay. Ano yata siya? May guesting yata siya sa Anyone Philippines.
Yeah, so, Anyone. Oo. So, no. Support natin si Kang Dupay.
So, yan. Si Kang Dupay. So, yun.
Kang Dupay.
Huwag nyo na maawain, ha?
Chad. Introduce mo kay Kang, ha?
Yun. Ano, papaintroduce po natin para ano po. At so po, si Tito J. Siya po yung ano.
Oo. Ito po, si Tito Chad. And that concludes our episode for this month. Manti na pong ginagawa natin. Hindi ko pa na-upload yung latest episode ko sa Spotify. I have to check it.
So, yan. So, for more details na rin, you can check then yung the screen that we're using, yung from Anime PH Project. They have all the updated ano rin, list for upcoming events for the month of September and beyond.
Yes.
So, yan. And of course, Tito J sa Keepsakes.
jagonoy.com na po. Ayan, bago na po.
.com na.
.com na. Umunlad na po.
Sa kanyang VTuber News Drop din. Don't forget.
VTuberNewsDrop.com as well.
And then, of course, for us, for RaymoRufas.com, you can check more updates, files straight from the Avid Gamers. And we'll be at Tokyo Game Show next week.
Yun, no? Antabayanan ko yung coverage niya, Chad. Looking forward to it.
So, yan. Kita mo lang, binubudol namin yung mga kasama namin doon. And I think even some of our media friends pupunta rin doon. So, ano yan? Time not to get lost sa Tokyo. Anyway, so this is Chad along with Tito J. Thank you, everyone.
And this has been the Event Circuit Preview for September this month. Thank you very much.
Yan. Papaano tayo sa ano natin. Yan. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time.